My name is Lakshmi, I say. I'm from Nepal. I'm 14 years old. I run into the arms of my American, hugging him so tightly I might hurt him. Mumtaz is screaming at me, her roadie dough body barely being restrained by the good policeman. Now that they know this woman has in fact been keeping you here against your will, you no longer are forced to work here, says my American. I look at him, maybe his ears are full of cotton. Lakshmi, you are free, he says. And so are all the other girls here. This is too good to be true. I almost don't believe him. But looking from face to face of my rescuers, a smile crosses mine. Soon I'm beaming from ear to ear as I run through the Hapniest house one last time. One by one, everyone comes out of hiding, but some hesitate. But eventually everyone makes their way, because freedom outlasts anything else they're feeling right then. Where do we go? I ask my American. There is a place, not far from here, you may find shelter. A place for girls just like your friends to find it. He says, I believe him, at least for now, that everything is okay. I don't even look back as we leave the Hapniest house for the final time. The shelter is crowded. Many people run around the makeshift building. Young, old, children, but mostly the girls. Most of the people here are teenage girls, probably forced to do the same horrific things we were. I've decided not to return home. Not yet. It would be shameful to my Amma returning without sending a single rupee. First, I'll find a proper job and do my family better than has been done so far. Out of all the horrors I've been put through, some good has come out of it. I've made bonds with friends that will last a lifetime, and learned things that I've never seen before, and met people I can never forget. Good news! A familiar face is among the people here. Shahana, beautiful as the sun, smiles widely at us as we approach the shelter. A sob escapes me. Before I know it, I'm running into her arms, the tears I've held back overflowing my eyes with relief. I don't know how to feel right now. It's just overwhelming with emotions because everything is fine now. I'm not still a prisoner in that house. Maybe, just maybe, I can still buy that tin roof.